morning and welcome to Her Story's celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Midge, and throughout the month of March, we'll be highlighting the vital role played by women in history, which is the goal of Her Story. Today, we'll examine and celebrate the life of Jeanette Pickering Rankin. She was born in June of 1880 on the Grant Creek Ranch in Montana Territory to John Rankin, who was a rancher, developer, and lumber merchant, and Olive Pickering, a former schoolteacher. She was the oldest of 11 children, seven of whom survived childhood. She attended Missoula Public Schools, graduating in 1902 from the University of Montana with a bachelor's degree of science and biology. During a trip to Boston to visit her brother at Harvard in 1904, after witnessing conditions in slums, Jeanette took up a new field, and that was social work. She was a resident in San Francisco Settlement House for a while, and after completing a degree in social work at Columbia School of Social Work in New York, she worked in Spokane, Washington in a children's home. In 1910, she joined the suffrage movement, determined to combine her quest for peace with suffrage. She spent the next few years lobbying for suffrage in 15 different states and was a major force in acquiring the vote for women in Montana in 1914. In 1916, she campaigned for Congress as a Republican, endorsing prohibition, suffrage, child protection laws, and preparedness that will make for peace, she said. She won the election, becoming the first woman in the House of Representatives. Just 4 days after her arrival in Washington in April of 1917, she voted against the U.S. entry into World War I. 56 congressmen voted with her, and although it was falsely reported that she cried as she cast her vote, in fact, several men did cry. Having lost a bid for the election in Montana as a senator, Jeanette finished out her term as a congresswoman and moved on to the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In 1924, she established a Georgia Peace Society. From 1929 to 39, she was an organizer and a lobbyist for the National Council for Prevention of War. In 1939, she again ran for Congress in Montana. With the support of women, labor, and Citizens Against War, she defeated her liberal Democratic opponent. In 1941, the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor, she cast the only opposing vote to America's entry into World War II, becoming the only member of Congress to oppose both world wars. After losing her bid for re-election in 1942, she traveled extensively abroad studying pacifism. She was fascinated by Gandhi's work and made several trips to India between 1946 and 1971.